الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. We've been speaking about some of the successes of the Ummah, not over one generation, but subhanAllah, over multiple centuries. And this is a really enormous blessing upon us, because we, of course, eat from the fruits of their labor. We're not just existing in the circumstances in which we exist randomly. There's a foundation upon which we stand, and that foundation is established through tremendous sacrifices of numerous people that came before us. And not just people, cultures, civilizations, countries, nations, and we have been living the fruit. We have been eating from the fruits of their labor, and this is something very important to understand. I've mentioned this many times in the past. When you make a trip to Umrah, or when you make any kind of trip through the Islamic world, what you begin to appreciate is that there's a history that precedes us. And that history is not any lightweight history or some sort of passing event. It's a very deep history, and it's a very real history. And we eat from the fruits of every one of their labor. We eat from the fruits of every one of their labor. When any scholar comes to us and shares with us a hadith from Imam Bukhari or a ruling from Imam Abu Hanifa, or an emphasis or a wisdom from one of our mashayikh. These are all people from different places, from different times, from different circumstances. And the only thread that binds them, as we've sort of mentioned, was their consistent concern for deen, their desire to preserve deen, and their desire to perpetuate deen to the next generation. Now, we receive those benefits, but they don't come. They come at a cost. They don't come for free. And that cost is that we appreciate the efforts of the people before us, and that we have a concern for the people that will come after us. And this is a responsibility that falls upon every community. And then the reality is that it's not that we exist in a vacuum and that we can do whatever we want and we can enjoy whatever we want and no one's ever going to ask a question. Yeah, the people who came before will never be in front of us and asking us, why did you do this and why didn't you do that? And don't you appreciate that you had spiritual parents, intellectual parents, parents who made sacrifices before you and you didn't fulfill their rights? No one is going to ask us that question. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recognizes what we've been given. That no one can deny. Allah recognizes what we have been given. Allah has placed us in a circumstance. Allah knows all the unseen. And Allah will take us to account on the Day of Judgment. So we need to, as they say, we need to appreciate where we are and who we are. Now, I've been speaking about that over the last few weeks, so I don't want to repeat that. But what I do want to say is that the reason that the people who achieved what they were able to achieve was because of the fact that they were consistent in their effort. Now, we think, let me just put it this way. The person who sees something once or twice or on occasion. So the people who look at something as a spectator, it always looks great to them, but they never appreciate what actually needs to be done. So let me just, it's very hard to explain, but let me sort of give this to you in different perspective. So let's forget about the topic that we're talking about, and let's just talk about basketball, okay? So there's kind of like a different groups of people in relation to basketball. There's one group of people, let's pretend for a moment that basketball is important. So there's one group of people that has no idea even what basketball is. They don't even know what basketball is. Okay, so they're what they say like out in left field. Then there's another group of people, they kind of just show up at the main events. Right? There's a they kind of show up at the All-Star game, they show up at the playoffs, and they only show up when their team is involved. Right? And then there's a third group of people that like follows the season, every single game, their team, everybody else's team. There's different groups of people even in that, but let's just make it that, you know, they actively pursue it. And then there's a fourth group of people that actually play basketball. Now, the group of people that doesn't know what's going on, let's forget about them for a second because they're not relevant. The group of people that just shows up and then sees like there's an All-Star game and gets excited, and then there's a playoff and gets excited, they just show up on occasion and they get excited by the main event. So for them, what they think that the basketball is about only the main events. Like, they don't appreciate that there's a whole season. Right? There's a whole season that gets the player who gets elected to the All-Star team. There's a whole season of effort that that player makes, or half a season, let's say, of effort that that player makes before they get selected to the All-Star game. And they also don't appreciate that, well, there's a whole season worth of effort that a team has to make before they can enter into the playoffs. So they're oblivious to all of that. All they see is like the highlights. All they see is the highlights. Then there's another group of people, they think that just basketball is the season itself. Maybe they have a little bit of a wider spectrum. They see the season, but they don't see all the effort that has to be made outside of the season. But the only person who really recognizes what it means to be an All-Star, or recognizes what it means to get to the championship, is the one who plays basketball, works at basketball, consistently makes an effort at basketball. They know how hard it is to eventually achieve that goal. Now, where are we, you know, in the community, as far as like all these great things that occur? There's some of us, we're just in left field, we have no idea. Their biggest problem in life is like my own problems. I'm just totally in left field, I have no idea where I came from, I have no idea where I'm going, I have no idea of the sacrifices of the people before me, all that matters is myself. Okay, that's like, let's discount those people for a moment in this conversation. Then there's another group of people, that's like us. We show up at the big events, you know, like the Hajj comes and we get excited, all right? We go to the Umrah and we get excited. Or we don't think about it ever, but when we get there, we get excited. We go to Turkey, we get really excited. Look at this and look at this and look at that. Okay, we get really excited, but we're not actually, you know, there for like the daily struggle. We're just there for the fact that we showed up there. It was like a chance to take a vacation. So I showed up here. Wow, subhanAllah, look at all these amazing things. Wow, wow, wow. And then that's it. So the people who don't regularly strive, the people who don't regularly strive, they never appreciate the actual circumstances that are in front of them. They just think that it's something that happens and then it sort of just goes away. But the reality is that if you ask a person who actually knows what it takes to get to the championship or to the All-Star, they know that it starts in childhood. You have to be practicing, and you have to practice every single day. And then you have to go from team to team, from junior high to high school to college. And that there's not just a season. The season's the whole year. There's an off season, there's a season, but if you succeed in the season, it's because you worked hard in the off season. If you worked hard in the off season, it's because you were working hard for the years and years before that. So they know that there's a long endeavor before a person can ever reach the All-Star game or before a person can ever reach a championship. So this is the circumstance in which we find ourselves. We think that, like, the challenge is the All-Star game. We think that the challenge is the championship. No, the challenge is not the All-Star game. The challenge is not the championship. The challenge is the daily struggle that a person makes towards Allah, which may or may not eventually allow them to be a champ, be in the championship. That's where the actual challenge lies. What's amazing about the people who came before us and all the effort that they made, it's not necessarily the peak that they existed at. It's more that they made this continuous effort, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted to allow them to eventually reach that peak. They didn't just wake up one day and then decide this and reach that peak. They were making effort for generations. Until, like, you know, it's like basically what the Turks were doing. They built this huge foundation of sacrifice and struggle. They picked up the next generation and put them on their shoulder. They built another layer of sacrifice and struggle. They picked up the next generation and put them on their shoulder. They had another layer of sacrifice, struggle, failure. They picked up that generation and put it on their shoulder. Until a few generations down, eventually one person comes and plucks that fruit from the tree that's the conqueror of Constantinople. See, it's not just that one person conquered Constantinople. It's that the ummah built up spiritually to a point where they were able to reach that amazing and, you know, completely distant goal, and then they were able to pick that fruit. That's the sacrifice of the hundreds of years of people. And most of it was completely unseen. You know, the All-Star game was like a two-hour thing. Well, I don't know, three-hour thing. But, you know, that's the visual effort. But most of the champion's effort is never appreciated. It's behind the scenes. It's waking up at 4 a.m. It's working out. It's having a proper diet. It's remaining focused. It's focused. It's avoiding the distractions. That's the real challenge. They just happen to showcase their circumstances at something like a championship or something like an All-Star game. So we have to appreciate that in order to ever achieve anything, it's not about having this lofty goal and then waking up one day and achieving it. It's about a consistent day in, day out sacrifice and struggle towards raising oneself in their deen. You know, maybe the better example, maybe the more relevant, and, you know, of course, Rasulullah, one of the amazing characteristics about the Prophet was that the Prophet could say a big concept in just a few words. So maybe it's better captured, you know, in this example. One time Sahaba were returning from a big battle. And the Prophet ﷺ said to them that you are leaving the minor struggle and going towards the major struggle. Okay, now think about this for a second. They're leaving the battle, right? They're heading towards Medina. And the Prophet ﷺ is saying you're leaving the minor struggle and heading towards the major struggle. So what is that highlighting? It's highlighting that the major struggle is actually the daily in and out, you know, making wudu, praying prayer on time, having good character, not, you know, knowing how to respond to people. All these little things, you know, making the right financial decisions. These are all the key aspects of our deen that we don't appreciate when we get caught up in the All-Star game or the championship, right? The Constantinople circumstance. That's the championship of championships. But it's predicated on something, and that's predicated on effort. This is something that we don't appreciate. That we think that, okay, you know, now we have to aim for something high, and only if we achieve that high thing does that somehow achieve success. No. We have to aim towards making every day as valuable as we can in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's our dua. Meaning that's the dua that calls attention to the servant. A person's making an effort towards the sunnah and a person's, you know, living their life according to the way that pleases Allah. That is a calling that calls Allah, that attracts Allah's attention. And every day when a person makes that effort, they build on something. They create a little foundation. It's like putting a little brick. You know, eventually you're trying to build the Sears Tower. It doesn't mean that you just stand up one day and the Sears Tower is there. You put a tiny brick. And then the next person next to you, they do it in their life. And the next person next to you, they do it in their life. That forms a community. That forms one base. Then the next generation might come. They may build upon that base. It may not even be that our generation will do anything, quote unquote, visible. It may be that five generations down the line, you know, somebody will achieve something. But because we established that foundation, they had something to stand on to be able to eventually reach up and grab that one, you know, that one reward or that one accomplishment. So the challenge on us is not to sit there and make grand schemes about, oh, we could do this and we could do that. And if I was living at that time and if I was the Sahaba, I would do this. The challenge is to take our own lives. We take our own lives and we analyze them and we make small modifications over time to become true servants of our Lord. The challenge lies in making wudu at the time of Fajr. The challenge lies in making each prayer as valuable as possible. The challenge lies in straightening our own financial transactions. The challenge lies in maintaining our relationships between us and our family members. They appear to be small in the context of, wow, these people before us conquered Constantinople. But these are the big challenges actually. These are the things when a person addresses that actually eventually lead to the championship or the all-star game or the visible accomplishments that we, you know, we so superficially tend to look at and think that those just define the era. There's far more detail there. But only the person who appreciates it wakes up. You know, the one who comes and wakes up, kind of watches the all-star game and says, wow, wow, that's amazing, and then thinks that they're going to somehow be that, that's not going to happen. You have to practice every day. You have to change your diet every day. You have to watch your exercise routine every day. You have to avoid distractions every day. You have to, you know, work from junior high. Maybe you get a chance. But, you know, the only way that happens is through consistent effort. So our challenge is not to look at these circumstances and think that somehow, wow, those people did that before. It's to appreciate how they did that. How did that happen? How did Allah grant them that opportunity? And then to recognize that that is a daily effort. And it's a small effort. It's a small effort that leads to big things. And anything in life is that way. When a person, you know, when you build a building, you don't just build a building. You have to put a brick down, and then another brick down, and then another brick down. And it's the slow additive process of many, many, many people coming together, and each one slowly laying bricks down, or, you know, metal in different directions, that eventually produces a complete product. Now, yeah, you know, one day somebody will celebrate an opening. Like, for example, we're building the masjid. Somebody will celebrate an opening and it'll look like, wow, a building was built. People will come and people will go and they'll say, wow, a building was built. But there's so much detail. Like they say, the devil's in the details. You know, it's easy to say, I want to do this. But the hard part is to then go and capture the details. So this is the challenge that faces us. Not, do I just go for Umrah? Or do I just, you know, go and recognize, oh, this, you know, this happened and that happened. It's to know that each of the people before us didn't just wake up and achieved what they achieved. They made a consistent, hourly struggle. From prayer to prayer, they would sit and analyze themselves. They would reflect on how they spent their time, on where their focus was. They made small sacrifices, which eventually led to big things. So that's the way that any goal in life is achieved. And any historical goal, by the way, is achieved. Countries don't just take over countries, and civilizations don't just rise and fall because they just rise and they just fall. There's so many details in how a civilization rises. And there's so many details in how a civilization falls. So we have to appreciate that, that as human beings, we don't just rise and fall. There's tremendous detail in that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open our eyes to the reality of the accomplishments of the people before us. And may He grant us the ability to be able to appreciate the greater struggle that lies behind the quote-unquote smaller victories. Wa akhira da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.